typically the type who likes to be tied down, but there's one place I will make an exception. In the bedroom. Safe consensual bondage play adds an entirely new dimension of excitement for millions of couples, and for more than 20 years, Sportsheets has been the expert in holding them down. I'm thrilled to finally welcome them as official sponsors of the podcast and to introduce you to their flagship product, the Underbed Restraint System. Quite simply, Sportsheets Underbed Restraint System is a group of connected nylon straps that slide under your mattress, transforming any bed into a kinky playground in minutes. Simply slide your partner's hands and ankles into the soft, adjustable cuffs, and voila, you're hooked. And when you're done, tuck the loose straps under the mattress. It's your little secret. No headboard, no pesky holes in the wall, no drilling necessary. If you've been looking to spice things up, there's no better way to introduce yourself to safe and comfortable bondage play. Trust me, I've had mine set up for 3 years now, and it still gets plenty of use, if you know what I mean. Plus, there are three levels of restraint systems to choose from, giving you the option to explore at your own pace. Just check them out on our site. Click on the Sportsheets banner on my website or visit sportsheets.com. That's sportsheets.com and use code Emily at checkout to save 20% off your order.
It's a throwback.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sounds good.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We have the funny BFFs, Jake and Amir, and they have a web series on College Humor and a podcast, If I Were You, and they're just all-around funny guys, jakeandamir.com. Check it out. We're going to be giving you advice on a variety of topics tonight, sex, dating, relationships, and you're going to get a little more of the male perspective. So thanks for listening. I'm sorry about being... Okay, I was really on time. Yeah, I'm honest, we need to talk.
Yeah,
in 10 years. No, but I've been thinking about the 10-year thing. Like, it's... I started my podcast 10 years ago, and then we were on CBS Radio in 2006. Is that the year you started? So that's... I mean, 10 years of the show, and then that, you know. And I think that's just, you know, we got... Remember we used to say, like, show 69, we're going to have a drinking show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We never did. And then we're like, 169. And now we have, like, 2,000 shows, and I just think we should do something fun. Like,
have you ever had the drinking show?
Do, like,
show?
An hour shows. No! We should be wait. Well,
oh, we
one
were,
time,
yeah, we
but no
were
one
really
knew.
Drunk that one time.
We were doing a live show on Sirius.
Yeah.
And Playboy, was it? Or no.
Yeah.
And we got really drunk before.
Really
like
drunk.
We wasted. Like,
and
I don't
we
even
thought
remember
we were
live.
So funny.
Will you have us back for a drinking
do you guys
show?
Are, yeah, that'd be really
do you guys
want
to come?
Yes, definitely.
I think you know, who isn't a little better when they're a little buzzed,
we've
right?
We've done a couple drinking shows now.
Are you like wasted funny?
No, we're like happy drunk.
Are you funnier, you think, when you're drunk or not?
We're definitely more confident.
Well, that's the thing. No filter. Like, I already have no filter, but then I have no filter.
Yeah,
so
even less of a filter.
Less of a filter. So then it's, you know, it's really good. But I'm sorry. Here's the thing.
All right.
I try to get here, you know, I try to be on time, and the friggin' bathrooms, okay, so we're the Podcast One building where we were recording, and there's a beautiful bathroom right next door that they just took down.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there, it looks like you're going to fall into a construction hole because there's, like, no floor. And
wow.
Then everyone was trying to send me, so I ran, you said way, I ran in my 5-inch heels, I fell down, there was a FedEx guy, and I'm like, where's the bathroom? And then at the same time, I had a wardrobe malfunction, and like my bra popped open, and then my bag, that's what happened before the show.
Oh, no.
And so I'm sorry that we're starting a little bit late.
But what a good day for the FedEx guy.
Yeah, but the whole bathroom thing, and then I just felt bad. I lost the moment already, because you guys are, you know, you guys are here, and I just felt bad, because I didn't, you know...
No, we're happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
So,
and I don't like being, you know, late because I have to pee and there's no bathroom.
Well, I also was late because I got here.
You were late.
Yeah, I went downstairs to pee.
Did you have the same issue, though, finding the bathroom?
My penis fell out when I was talking to the FedEx guy.
Oh, my God. That's why he looked so scared.
That was it.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Jake and Amir. I just want rather talk. We don't have anything to say.
Yeah, just hurry up with what you have to say, and then I want to talk to them.
Okay, dude, shut up. Fuck off. Don't be so fucking
You guys have known each other.
You guys, Menace is such a dick. No, here's the thing. This is why people... So Menace and I do the show sometimes. Like, most every other... I do two shows. He's on some not. He was on... He still lived in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And people will like it because he's kind of like... likes to give me shit about stuff that's really old issues. It has nothing to do with how I am anyway. And then when there's guests here that he's like into, then he acts like even... then he's even more of a douchebag.
She's totally the douchebag when there's guests in.
No, he's like, all the time. He like likes you guys. And he's like trying to be cool.
That's her.
It's fine.
You're deflecting. That is totally you.
We are siblings. Except for, yeah, we are
siblings. All right, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to go fix something.
Yeah, go do your thing. I have nothing. I was just going to say that I'm doing... Oh, okay, so... Menace, you dying to talk. What were you going to say?
No, I was just... well, I was going to move on into your sex life. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Who are you banging? Who are you hooking up with?
Whoa. Jesus.
This is really brief.
Menace. What's going on Tinder?
Okay, so Menace is at a girl... I went on Tinder once. And then,
shut the fuck up.
You went on the app once, or you went on a date?
Oh, I went on the app a bunch. Just to show my friends who've never been on it what it is, I went on one date. It was actually a blind... it was a live blind Tinder date on my show.
Oh, shit.
In the studio. So, yeah, it was. I do my show before Loveline, usually in the studio, and they... they all met him beforehand. We had wine like we used to do at the station.
Mm-hmm. And how was
it? It was like a real date. Well, the podcast live date was good. Like, I liked him there. But you know how you're sort of in a weird... like, I won't remember... do you remember everything that you say when you're on your show?
No, it's like this weird open zone where you feel very comfortable and free.
Exactly. And people are like, oh, you said this or that. I'm like, did I say that? Like, I don't even remember. So anyway, it was a nice date. I felt present and connected to him. Right. And I liked him. And then we went on a second date... and I didn't want to kiss him when we got out of the car. And I think that's a pretty clear sign. He's like, you're clearly not into me. I'm like, no, you're awesome. You're sweet.
Well, it's nice that he said that. It's nice that he said you're not into me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, if you don't want to kiss me. Yeah, he didn't really say that, but he kind of was like, okay, I got it. Like, I'm out. And I never heard from him again. But I like Tinder just to show people, but I'm not on it right now.
How come?
But because I actually don't have a lot of time. I would start finding matches on there, and then I forget to get back to him. And like, they were cute guys, too. Yeah. And sometimes mostly losers, but...
you're hooking up with your career.
I know, but it's been a really long relationship. Like, I'm almost already, I think it's time to break up. No, I love my career.
Amir's single.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
So do you, how do you, like, actively single? Like, are you out there trying to find someone?
I'm out there trying to find some two, not necessarily someone.
Excuse me.
I'm looking for a threesome.
Are you?
No. I'm not looking for a relationship.
You're not looking for a relationship. You're looking for casual sex, friends with benefits.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I found that I'm really into, like, the first three dates.
Well, that's the best part. That's the best part of the entire relationship. You can never get that back.
So that's why I just want to
only
going to
have three dates from now on.
Yeah.
It's like cocaine or drug. If you've ever done any kind of drug in
your life? I haven't. I've only done the three dates thing.
Right.
I understand the metaphor. I love drugs.
You get it? Yeah. Oh, you love drugs. Okay, So those first three dates, or sometimes they call it the first, like, 3 months of any relationship, 3 to 6 months, the honeymoon phase, where you're like, oh, my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
If you look at the brain chemicals that are spiking, dopamine and oxytocin.
That's the same as drugs.
Same as being in drugs. But the addiction you get to that, you're like, I want that back, I want that back. And when it dies for you, it's pretty 3 dates.
Yeah.
But that's typical between, like, 3 dates, 6 months. You can never go back to that. You can keep it going and interesting, and apparently if you're in a long-term relationship, it gets, like, deeper and more profound.
Right. There's another chemical that I forget what it's called. But
dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin.
Yeah.
And cortisol.
There's something with an N.
Cortisol, norepinephrine, or whatever.
norepinephrine,
yeah.
That's the one that, like, creates long-lasting bonds.
Exactly.
So you feel, like, a sense of loyalty, even though you're not getting that, like, dopamine rush.
Exactly.
You find pleasure in, that's like, committing to someone.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's attachment.
Right.
Cortisol.
Oh, the attachment. Yeah.
It's like the attachment gene. So what happens is those are spiking the first 3 dates. You're like, oh, my God. Da-da. And then you're like, I already know this. It's not that. You want the rush.
Yeah,
you,
yeah. It's exciting to meet new people.
It's all on dopamine.
The thing is, it's hard to get that back, too. So maybe you got to go to date 4 next.
But if I'm after date 3, I already know that I don't want to, like, marry this person. I already feel bad stringing them along for date 4, 5, 6, 7.
At least you know that her. She'll go on, like, 40 more dates with the guy.
Even though after the third,
she doesn't even like him.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I've cut the time in half.
All right, good.
Yeah, well, you're smarter. You know what you want now.
Yeah, no. I mean, I know what I don't like. I know what I don't want. I know what I want, but I know what I can recognize it. It doesn't take me 3 years now. It takes me, like... But here's my question for you guys. So when you go on, are you single as well?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. So how long does it take when you're on a date and you decide, you know, does it take you to the third date? Does it take, you know, on the first date?
To decide what?
To decide that you don't want to be with them. Or you
Oh, I just know that I never want to be with anybody. But I would I go past the third. I go past the third date.
Right, because you want the sex.
Yeah, I like that.
Because that happens on the fourth date, typically, they say.
Is that the average?
No, I don't want to perpetuate that, but yes. Menace, you've been... Don't you think like the fourth date, or that's the, what everyone says? Like the
I have sex
date.
On the majority of first dates that I'm on.
You do?
Well, you don't go on dates. You just
oh right, I just
out.
Get drunk places.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that
that's
works
sort
too.
Of like a date.
Jake's not having like a sober dinner with someone.
No, exactly.
That doesn't happen.
You're not like taking you to like a show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm at this dance club. It's 12:18 a.m.
Yeah, let's
come
hang out.
Meet me. Oh, we hooked up.
Yeah,
that's date one.
Right, and then there'll never be a second.
Yeah.
That okay? So you just hook up with chicks mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it because do you have like anxiety around approaching women and meeting them when you're not?
No.
It's very common.
I will.
No, most people do. And that's why guys are so email me every day because, you know.
I think I just have anxiety about like liking to be alone. So I don't want to like date anybody and
have them
have my
on your
time
space.
Tied up. Yeah.
I totally got it. That's been absolutely. I know what you mean because you feel like you're giving up a part of your independence and your freedom. Right. But what they say. And I say, as
who's
a
they? You keep referencing
this.
You're talking about the two people next
why.
Door.
I'm not.
There are married
I'm
people
like,
that are poisoning our ears.
Yeah. Can I be honest, Jake? I'm more like you. Like they say that it goes deeper when you stick with someone. I've been in long-term relationships. It does happen, but that's not really what I want either. And I also have a fear of losing my independence. And in relationship, I'm very, you know, I am married to my career. We're having a really good time here. No, but I am sort of. If someone ever tries to take that time away from me, I'm like, it makes me anxious.
Yeah.
And they say I know it's true because I've kind of done it. What I'm saying is people, you can have your independence when you're in a relationship with someone. You will find someone where you'll be able to still be you and she'll appreciate your alone time.
But see, I'm not worried about another person taking that from me and like another person stealing my independence. I just know me in relationships. I don't give yourself enough space. I don't do enough to protect my independence. Because I like my initial thought, especially when I'm in that honeymoon phase, which is the most dangerous place for me to be.
Right.
I'm like over-promising, oversharing.
You like give her keys, she moves in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting connected. And then it's like I turn around 3 months later. I'm like, fuck.
Right. Why is she living with us? Because you guys are roommates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have girls who like stay for weeks at a time?
Not weeks at a time. But like,
oh, right. Days.
Days. Mm-hmm. Hours, really. The last one was 2 minutes. Which I thought was kind of rude.
Yeah, I've gotten faster.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we need to talk about that?
Can I rewind back, though, real quick to you guys, you know, started out in New York.
Yeah.
And now you're here in Los Angeles. Why'd you come to L.A. and how much, you know, difference is it? Because something just came out today where New York is like the third freakiest city.
Freakiest?
For what?
Yeah, for like people like getting it on. And then LA is like number six.
Wait, what's number two? One and two of New York.
Number two is San Francisco. Right. And number one is Portland, actually.
Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really?
So how has it been like the transition? Why'd you guys even come out here?
I don't know. We should have moved to Portland.
Yeah,
exactly.
I thought it was going to be freaky.
I'd be down to get a little freakier.
Yeah.
As luck would have it.
Because, so you guys have a certain level of fame. Like in New York, right? So it was probably easy to hook up with.
I'd put your hand closer to the table when you said certain level.
Well, certain level.
The thing about our popularity is that we're well known amongst a lot of like basically teenage to college aged guys. So it doesn't really help with girls right off the bat. It helps eventually.
Yeah.
When like on date two or something, when they ask what we do and they find out that we're. Not even that we're famous, but just that we're writers and that we're successful at it.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way.
If only we were gay pedophiles, I feel like we'd have a field day just boning 15-year-old
like
Jewish
boys. Like,
if
we were in a semi-popular band, we would have sex way, way more than we have.
Yeah.
No, musicians trump all. However, women... They like smart.
Well, they look
like
you up on like Twitter or Instagram, like they got all these followers. And
totally,
and
it's kind of fun.
Then they start
like,
following.
They already Googled you before the first day.
Yeah, and it gives us a chance to be humble because they look us up and they're like, "Wow, why do you guys have so many followers?" And we're like, "Oh, we're just I don't know, we just like to write, and that's all."
Yeah, yeah. Listen, so that definitely helps out. But how's that been like versus? LA versus New York and stuff like that for you guys?
It is more tame out here. Although I was in a relationship for most of New York. So like I wasn't a single eligible dude in New York. So
is that five date relationship? Five dates?
That was three years plus.
Wow.
Good for you.
So I don't know what happened. After that I turned into this. No, it wasn't even that hard. It was like fairly mutual. Kind. Yeah.
Mutual. I'm not into you. You're not into me.
Yeah, I was
I'm
like, oh, we're not going
to
get married.
You spent so long not having independence that you really value it.
Yeah, now I stocked up on my not being independent, and now that I have it, I'm like, oh, I can't get rid of it ever anytime soon.
So how are you trying to? So are you? How are you meeting girls?
Either in person while traveling or online with apps.
Which apps? Tinder.
I've used Tinder.
Okay, my friend calls it a blowjob dispensary.
Wow, that is an amazing log line for any app.
Because he gets a lot of blowjobs.
Even Audible.
It's a dude that gets blowjobs?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a lot of blowjobs from Tinder, actually.
Oh,
I
should talk to him.
Is he more attractive than me?
No, no such thing. He's different than you.
That's How old is he?
He has a better face, body, and dick.
34, 35.
Oh, is he getting blowjobs from younger or older ladies?
Younger. The younger girls, because I think they're like, I'm not going to do anything because I don't want to sink a boob, but I'll give him a blowjob.
If it's anybody that she's hanging out with, he's definitely sleazier.
That happens to you sometimes where a girl's like, I don't want to have sex with you, but I'll blow you.
Yeah.
Because we're such pleasers.
That's
like,
so intimate.
So and
it
don't give
you
a blowjob, girls, right away.
That's the new making out, though. Everything is so next level these days.
Anal's like shaking hands.
Wow. I should re-download Tinder.
Squirting's like calling my parents for Christmas.
Okay. Hot.
So Tinder, so do you find that the girls are different than let's just say overall, forget about meeting them.
I would imagine they're more straightforward in New York.
Oh, LA, in LA, it's much more like, professional and like, I'm like dating when I'm like, and like New York, it's kind of like you said, it's going out late at night. It's getting freaky.
Right.
I think cause New York, there's so many places to go out and I think you don't want to waste a weekend like going on a date. I would be out with my friends and like all of us would be on Tinder.
Yeah.
Like, and somebody would get a Tinder match and then like a group of girls would come out and meet us. That was the way that...
That's so brilliant.
Which is so much more fun than like a single date that's like, I have to go and give you 2 hours of my time, a dinner... I don't know.
And when she shows up, you're like, dinner? Like, I want her to leave now before he brings the menu.
And the first half of the date is sober, very sober.
Right.
Yeah.
And but you do shots at home.
What's another benefit about New York is everything stays open so late, you know? So you just get more and more drunk.
It's true.
Yeah.
New York is more of a party scene. LA is a lot. I mean, I guess Uber and ride sharing is sort of changing that. Because in my experience in LA, it's been like, you know, we're all going to go to one bar because parking's a hassle. And then we all can't get that drunk because we all have to drive home after.
Yeah.
Uber and Tinder, like, nobody ever has to, like, leave their self drive.
Yeah. It's making LA a little more fun.
Or go on a date ever again and worry about getting... No one's going to get a DUI or go on a date again ever, probably, because that's the thing is about Tinder. So before that, though, before Tinder even, it feels like for a year, at least San Francisco, because we lived in San Francisco. You're Bay Area. You're from the Bay Area, right?
No, I went to school up there.
You went to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Did you...
No, I have nothing to do with the Bay
Area. You guys became BFFs after college?
Yeah, we met in New York City.
Okay, got it. So, but up there too, I felt like no one asked you out. They're kind of like, hey, meet up with my friends. Like, that's typically what I think guys do anyway. And
it's
then
we like
and now Tinder,
so
you just order it. Like, you know, it's like ordering a pizza. Like, you know someone's coming. It's not like, maybe we'll meet a chick tonight.
Exactly, which is nice. I mean,
kind of awesome. That's
I don't want to sacrifice time with my boys. I love my friends.
I know. You're in the dude phase now. It's fine. Don't trip on it. I think it's okay.
Because
you'll
totally.
Get to the point maybe where you're ready for
maybe.
It.
We'll see.
You know, where you're like, oh, actually now my alone space doesn't feel as, you know, it doesn't, it feels like I'd like to
Another problem is I don't ever feel alone because I live with two of my friends. So I'm like, isn't it lonely to be alone, single? It's like, no, because I'm always
you're
just
like,
at home hanging out. If I was living in a studio apartment, I have to get a shitty studio apartment and not live with anyone. Then I will feel the loneliness enough to need
a girlfriend.
Will you
miss me or a girlfriend?
I would miss... Oh, what do you mean? Right now?
Like, if you lived alone, would you say, hey, I want to live with you and Marty again?
Oh, yeah, I would just move back with you. Yeah, that's what I would miss. Is there a Tinder for friends? Is there an adult friend finder?
Friends.
Facebook.
Oh, perfect.
No, but there should be for friends. Because, like, I just moved. I mean, I moved here 2 years ago now, but it's hard to meet, like, good. I mean, I've met some people. I have a million friends.
You just need to meet one, because then they can introduce you to three.
No, I have. No, I mean, I have, but, like, it'd be nice just to not have to go through the bullshit. People.
Who's your newest friend?
Oh, you suck. Mm-hmm. My friend Emily.
Your newest friend?
Her name's Emily. That's the only thing that sucks about her. As I'm like, no,
I hate her name. When did you meet her?
I've never been friends with another Emily. I met Emily probably a few months ago.
And then have you had one-on-one time, alone time?
Yes. She's so funny that I laugh so hard that my stomach, it hurts. Like,
oh, it's actual side-splitting laughter.
Wow. No, side-splitting hilarity.
How did you meet her?
I met her through a friend of mine that I was kind of dating, or date sometimes.
Oh, it's like a friend of a friend?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're best friends, you know. And then she's married. She's cool. But she's awesome, and she's hilarious, and she makes me laugh. And the other night, we actually went out with some friends. We went out with, I don't want to like be like, whatever, but let's just say someone in entertainment, because I talk about names, but he's like, she's really funny.
Oh, wait, mouth the name to me so I can know.
No, yeah. I don't do that.
She just mouthed John Stamos.
No.
She said
holy
John Stamos.
Shit, Uncle Jesse.
Stamos. No, I think she's funny, but he was like, oh, my God. And he said the next day, he goes, she should do sketch or something. She's really funny. I'm like, no, and she's cool. So she's a new friend. I love her.
That's good.
And I have a few good girlfriends from college here. It's all going well. So, but
I was saying,
situation,
making new friends is very fun.
Exactly.
It's fun to have a new friend.
Did you have any new I feel like we're new friends because we had dinner at the podcast one.
Yeah, but it's not like we're spending really one-on-one time or not texting each other.
You never, like, call me or text me anymore or anything.
Did you want me to?
You never did.
I never got your
tweeting?
Phone number.
Well, you never tweet me.
How do I? Oh, yeah, I guess
I'm kidding,
I don't tweet you.
I don't tweet you. Yeah,
yeah, you didn't tweet me.
I will. I thought we were friends. We, like, you know, things were going well.
We were deaf friendly.
But you guys, do you mind? I have to take a quick break here.
I actually do mind.
But I do want, when we come back, I would love you guys to, you guys give advice on your amazing podcast.
We do.
I would like you to help us give some people advice. So right now, though.
Oh, right now? Right the second?
Oh, you know what I need to talk about? Speaking of lasting 2 minutes, remember you said that earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Some of your relationships. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. People joke a lot about men not being able to last long in bed. You know it's a widespread issue and it becomes something society recognizes as a condition worth poking fun at. Well, for the millions of men who experience premature ejaculation, though, it is not funny. In fact, it can be a huge problem with effects that extend beyond the bedroom. This is why I love talking about Promescent, a clinically proven, FDA-compliant product that can significantly delay ejaculation. Think about what that means. If you're able to last longer, you have less anxiety about performing, you can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it, and your partner gets the benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Okay, so what is Promescent exactly? Well, it's a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that simply make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which is never a good thing. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? None. So I strongly encourage you to learn more about Promescent. Go to my website, click on the Promescent banner, or visit Promescent.com today. That's Promescent.com.
It'd be funny if
you guys feel that.
Sorry, I continue.
No,
but
you
can I just say
no,
something
please,
aside?
Stop.
It'd be funny if the pill is just given to a girl to have an orgasm faster. It doesn't do anything to the guy.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
We close the gap by making the girl come instantly
so that
you guys are on the same wave.
That would be amazing.
Menace hates foreplay.
Oh, really?
I don't even think he knows what it is.
It's too much work.
Oh, he's like, really? Foreplay. Like, we used to have these things on the show. He's like, how long? How long do I have to do?
Well, she was like, oh, 2 hours you need to make out.
I don't
and then
that.
It's like, then you're going to last like 2 minutes in bed.
That's your problem.
Because you're so excited to like finally have
like
some insertion, you know?
No, I get it. I mean, I understand that it's not ideal, that our machines work differently, but you just got to put in the time.
Guys are just too much goddamn work is what it is.
Well, the thing is, it's great for guys probably more than it is for girls. And so you have to put in more effort because
what's great for guys more than girls?
Sex.
I disagree. Well,
great sex is great for girls, but I'm saying on average, guys probably.
Oh, yeah. Guys are like, it's like pizza. Like, what really, like, bad pizza. It's the same thing. Like, you guys. 99.9% of the time, you are going to have an orgasm.
And
it's going to be awesome. Right. And you're going to be like, yeah, I could have masturbated. I could have had sex. Doesn't matter. I got off.
But guys sometimes
typically
have to deal,
women,
like a good guy deals with guilt afterwards.
Oh, you do? Tell me about it.
Well, like if I come too early or like if I come ahead of somebody and they don't get off, then I feel
But
feel
then you got to just turn around and get them off. You got to take this necklace that I'm going to give you.
No,
but I get what you're saying. No, I get it. Guys, there's a lot of guilt.
I'm not saying like,
rabbit.
Yeah, girls definitely have the sex thing worse.
But let me tell you one thing, though. Women, we don't trip if we never have an orgasm. Like, we don't care if we don't have an orgasm every time. We really don't.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's like, don't worry.
And we're not lying to you about that. Here's the problem. If you're with a guy and he doesn't even make an effort or he doesn't seem to care and he just, like, three-pump chump.
Right.
And he's, like, doing the whole, like, you know, jackhammer and then he's out.
Right.
You're like, you're a douche. Like, you have no, but if a guy's like, oh, I'm just, you know, let me please you first.
Right. Like, I clearly
if you
tried.
Can, you clearly tried. Didn't happen. We appreciate that more than you just like going in, you know, wham, bam, I'm out the door.
You don't want to feel like a fleshlight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You might want one, but you don't want to feel like one.
That's right.
So that is the whole foreplay. Okay, so we're talking to Jake and Amir. So when you meet,
oh yeah,
do you feel there's pressure not only sexually but to be funny? Like, we'd be like, you're so funny, don't you? Do you feel
no.
That we don't. We're lucky.
I can only be funny.
That's right, the part that's that comes naturally to us.
Yeah.
But a girl, okay, what if a girl you're out with her and she's like, doesn't get your sense of humor? That must happen.
Oh yeah, that's happened before.
You're like, I'm funny. Like you.
Even if somebody doesn't get our sense of humor, I don't know. I've never had somebody like straight up think I wasn't funny, but I've had even girlfriends like tell me that a joke I said was not funny, and that's such a turnoff because it like that's all I am.
Right.
So like if you say that joke was bad, Jake, I will shrink, and it's like it's not. I'm not fun to be around.
Right. No, I get it. So you mean like if it's like you're performing, or if you're just like talking to her and you say,
yeah, if I'm just talking to somebody, like, if I'm like around a group of people and I'm like telling jokes and everyone's laughing, and my girlfriend is like, "Stop! You're embarrassed."
She's no longer your girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
That's like date. That's
the beginning.
Well, that's
the
second date. Yeah. That's when it ends usually. Anyway, she insults your jokes. But you guys also, I wanted to tell you this just to make you feel even better than you probably already do.
Oh,
is that a recent study came out? It found that women reported having more pleasurable sex, aka orgasms, with guys who they believed had a good sense of humor.
Wow.
So there, you got like more than half the battle won.
Cool.
I don't think you guys have a problem, really.
Well, you have no idea how terrible Jake is in bed.
You are.
What?
I'm great at giving orgasms.
Do you guys,
let's 69 orgasms and see who comes first.
You're on, brother.
Do you guys hear, since you're roommates, do you hear each other having sex ever?
No, I live in a back house detached from our actual house.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's probably a good idea, because you don't want to, like...
What about in our old place? Those were thin walls.
Oh, yeah. You never got laid.
That's true. And you always did, but I put on those headphones.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard me have sex? Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever heard you have sex.
Hmm? There you have it.
And there was one time where I tried to listen.
There needs to be more sex going on here. Like, we're like,
the cup, the plastic.
It was
cup
really quick. It was over before
noise?
It started.
What? You don't make noise.
I mean, whether it's me or like furniture moving, there's probably noise to be
furniture
had.
Furniture dropping. Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't think that guys make enough noise during sex.
Oh. Right.
Did you dated that one guy and you said he... At the end, he didn't make any noise.
No, I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, are you still alive? Like, if I knew he'd orgasm, he was like,
Oh, I like that. I did some heavy breathing and some whispering.
No, there was like no breathing, like, preceding it. There was nothing. It was like, And that's, I had to like,
and then you were
that.
Done.
Yeah, but it was just so not. Yeah, I'm not saying you guys got to be screaming and moaning and yelling, but just like a little bit of like.
No, I started growling when I orgasm. No lie.
Really? Like, how? Show me, like a tiger.
Wow.
That's hot.
That's I really like it. I mean, that's like
that's
me faking
so primal.
It right
but
like,
no, that wasn't the real growl.
When you're really having an orgasm and you really growl, it feels fucking amazing.
Dude,
I didn't do it just for show.
I love that. That's like so primal.
Yeah.
It becomes a tiger. What do you do when you orgasm, Menace?
Just thank God that
roll
I'm still alive
pizza.
Because I'm so fat. Just out of breath, just gassed out.
Oh, that's a good feelings after sex. Okay. So
but did you see that new study that said that fat guys last longer in bed?
Yeah, that was done by fat guys.
Google it.
Yeah, I did. I did. Did they last longer in bed?
Do you want a date?
You know why? Because you're probably on the bottom. You're not going behind. You're not doing it from behind. You're not doing it in the positions that are going to make it more likely.
They last like
orgasm.
4 extra minutes.
And you're just lying there. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's good. Dude, you got that going for it.
Hell yeah.
Okay, here's some questions. Okay, because you guys on your podcast... which is if I were you. Why did I say if I were you is their awesome podcast, which is super successful. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you can get it on iTunes and you give advice.
We do.
And so I thought since I tried to sometimes, you know, give advice to my people here, thank you for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com that right. We could all help people together. Like, and it's really meaningful and thank you. Hi, Emily. I'm a new listener to the show, so sorry if this has already been covered. My question is, if a guy is playing the field and having a normal sex life with different women, what is the etiquette in terms of having him owning sex toys? I've never owned one, but I assume the first thought a woman would have if you brought one in the bedroom would be, who else have you been using that with? Thanks, Brendan. Well, yeah. I can go first here.
Yeah, please.
Because I do. It's my show. Yeah, that's weird, Brendan. So here's the deal. You don't want to, like, stock up on sex toys that that are opened and have them in your house and whip out. Because I've had this happen to friends. Seriously, friends, not me, because I think guys know better. But I have had friends. They're like, where was that vibrator? It was like pubic hair. Where has it been? Oh, gross. Yeah. No, I mean, whatever it was. When people used to have pubic hair. I don't know. So, no, you don't want to, like, buy stock up on them. However, if you think there's something like a penis ring, have you ever used, like, sex toys, like a cock ring, or, like, that goes around your penis?
I've never used
anything. You know, it's new, and you bought it, and you're like, I got this cool thing from my friend Emily, because I give all my friends sex toys.
Right.
Then that's fine, but you don't want to bring in ones that have been used. So,
I haven't had sex enough to need to incorporate toys. Sex in general is so, like, fun for me that I don't need to spice it up yet.
People don't incorporate toys because they've had so much. It's just
I think it is. They're just bored with sex at this point. They're like, oh, no, we have to spice
it. It's a gateway drug. That's what I've been telling her forever. Because you start with one little tiny one, and then next thing you know, it's like a dump truck, bulldozer type apparatus.
I just wanted to create a really sexy toy called the dump truck.
I know.
I was going to, it's a huge, huge hit in China, but it didn't happen. But the thing is, first of all, sex toys, speaking of orgasms earlier, for a lot of women, that's the only, that's your penis, no matter how big, no matter how it moves, no matter how small, it doesn't matter. Like, because some women prefer that. They just can't. Like, they need a vibrator, they need extra clitoral stimulation because the typical moves during sex, you're not hitting clitoris. So, it's not that it's gotten old and boring. It's that it, like, takes it. It's like having dessert that night at dinner. It's like, oh, this is great sex with you, and then I'm going
to
wait.
You're preaching to this guy who says that.
Well, you also said you never use sex toys.
I never use a sex toy, but I'm not saying. But it's not because my sex is so great that I don't need them.
Right.
But I just.
No, right. But one day, well, typically, I guess the cool thing to do is most women have them. Like, over 54% of women own sex toys now.
Oh.
So the cool thing, if you're ever interested, you might want to say, hey, babe, so do you got any toys? I'd love to see them. And then she'll feel comfortable. And then actually, it's kind of hot. Like, it's not that she's, you're just sitting there watching. And it's not like it's a big freaking vibrating dildo. Like, it could be this. Like, is this scary? No, this little Vesper. So then you could play with her. There's ones you could use together. Anyway, they could be hot.
Yeah.
So, sex toys, moving on. So you guys don't know that about sex toys, but typically, oh, here's the thing, Brendan. If you are in a polyamorous open, no, I'm saying it's not your thing, but if you are like in an open, like I know people who are in open relationships and they actually do share sex toys.
Oh.
But you clean them after.
Yeah. Did you hear the story recently? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear the story recently? The guy, he was like boiling all the dildos and he burned down his house.
He was trying to do a favor for his wife because they'd been fighting about something. He goes like, I'm going to clean our sex toy collection. That's going to be such a nice thing. So he goes downstairs. He puts them in a boiling water, which you actually should not do. I guess they were glass dildos maybe or whatever. But whatever it is, he was boiling water. And then he forgot. Went upstairs, got on the phone. And then all of a sudden, fire alarm's going off. It's smoking. His wife's like, what are you doing? And they run downstairs. And she's like boiling this. He's boiling the sex toys. And the whole house almost goes on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Guy trying to do a nice goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did hear that. Okay. Dear Emily, I've listened to your show for years, both with you and sometimes Menace too. I have a very crude associate that sends me video clips, crude associate, and I happened to actually watch one the other day, and I thought I heard Menace talking in the background. I don't really pay attention into the 30-second video. I didn't really pay attention to it, but I just thought I'd email you rather than rewind it. I was wondering if you ever noticed, if you ever recorded or worked with Girls Gone Wild. I don't mean to imply anything weird, but he has a distinct voice. I was curious. Love your show. Think it's a great thing. I listen to it all the time. Cue up the great work, Robert.
Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you're sweating.
Oh, like with the booze at like on spring break.
Yeah. You and Girls Gone Wild. Yeah. 14.
Dude, you were
Snoop Dogg in New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. When I worked at like hip hop pop radio in San Francisco, I've been to so many nightclubs and like been drunk, blacked out, and
but were you on a bus outside that had women like flashing?
Not outside, but
Menace was flashing his breasts.
I mean, I've definitely been around like girls just naked in the club and stuff like that. Maybe I was in the background or something. But if it's like some
that's
like,
not your jam. You
like some horse and some other person, then it's definitely not me.
Right. And no offense, like Girls Gone Wild.
Depending on like how crude they think it is.
Yeah, like Girls Gone Wild, like they're not.
That's not crude. That's just like to you, like flashing. Yeah, yeah.
Boobs.
Definitely.
you also
so that wasn't you. Thanks
you
for clearing that up. We were really stressed about it. We didn't know. Yeah.
I also saw him refereeing 12 bum fights.
Yeah, that too.
Hip hop.
Yeah. For show.
He's just in the background of really depraved internet.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Okay, we have another email, which I think is going to be really relevant to you guys. Well, I'm just going to read it. All right. Here we go. How to sext. Hiya. This is really embarrassing to ask, but I really struggle with writing sexual messages to my partner. He is really good at it, but I feel like I'm disappointing him because I don't know what to write back to him. So I usually always say, oh, wow, come here now. It's really bad, and I just was seeing if you could give me some advice on what to say to him. Thanks, Katie. Well, the reason why is because don't you have, like, Ask a Mirror or something?
No, it's called TextJake.com.
TextJake. It's you. Sorry, you guys.
He's a text expert.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, right. TextJake.com, and people can send you, like, in real live, like, screen grabs. Well, how do I respond?
Actual screenshots of text, and they're like, what should I say to respond to this?
So do you ever respond? That's so – do they pay?
$5 a message.
Wow.
I'm that good.
Well, do you know nice. That is brilliant? Because guys who can't give – forget sex. Guys who can't give good text
it's over.
Can't
because
get laid.
Yeah, yeah. That's a humor thing. It really does because texting is all about just like
exactly.
tiny little micro flirtation. And
right.
that's what – that's what, so many people are bad at it. And it's literally the one thing I'm good at.
That is – well, it's because I've dated guys that I was like, I liked him so much better when we're just texting. Like, we dated for a while. I'm like, I think I just want him to go to the room and text me because it's so much more – not that you're like that, but funny – So do any of them, I mean, you're funny and you can text. So do people ever ask you to sext?
They have, yeah.
Oh, we should start sextjake.com.
You should start. Yeah. Okay, dude, anything with sex in the title.
I would love to. Man, sexting, it really
I'll
is
I'll do it with you. Like,
head.
We could do sex. Well, not. I'll help.
No,
whatever.
No,
you probably know.
Sext
I'm
each
sure.
Other.
So
has anybody done that? They asked you for sext advice? Or
yeah, that's what you said. And what do you say?
It's happened once or twice. I mean, I could always write just like one message. I think the one that like would get me off the most is like I want to suck your cock. I want you to fuck me from behind.
Right.
Those are pretty standard. But then like
that's funny.
Most of it's like
that's funny.
I think most of it's like becoming desensitized.
I just said an orgasm.
Saying right. just, yeah. It's like it's I don't know. People are just so self conscious. But
right.
I think you just bite the bullet and you send it and you get. More desensitized each message you send.
That's true. It is true. But how do you, Katie wants to know like how you warm up. So I would say like ask questions and tell. I think you have to
put
the onus
on them for a little bit.
Like, yeah, and also make it like a fantasy. So you want to be kind of linear. You want to just kind of say like dirty talk. You just kind of want to say what you describe. Be descriptive. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I was thinking about you. I just got home and I got in bed and I'm thinking about you right now. I took my clothes off or something.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, like, really? Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm touching myself. I mean, you just kind of go from there, right?
Right.
Tell them what you'd like to do. Like, she could say, oh, I'm thinking about sucking your cock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she doesn't leave
but,
with
like,
that.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, babe, I'm thinking about having you. Okay, here's the thing, Katie. If you're a newbie, I'm not even going to make you use the word cock, which was actually voted the number one word that was used in erotica the other day. Cock. If you want to know.
It is very
just little
powerful.
I would rather see somebody say hard dick.
Really?
Yeah.
That would turn me on.
Your hard dick.
Yeah.
Dick? Really? See, to me, I'm like,
eh. Yeah, dick's a little, it makes it, but saying hard in front of it. Hard cock makes it sound like it's not
like
mine.
Like she's poor.
I never like, talk about my dick like using the word cock.
Right, no, I got it. It's all porn.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I'm not even,
person.
What would, let's say you just start, because you guys probably date nice girls like Katie, who maybe they're not as professional at sexting. So what would get you going? How would you like to receive your sext? And let's help Katie. So Katie's a newbie. She's dating this guy. How long should she be dating him? Let's see.
Can I just say first, I would like her just to initiate this sexting, you know, because probably 95% of the time women aren't, you know.
I never initiate it.
The guy has to.
Right.
And that's
so let's say he says, I've been thinking... Okay, let's say he says to her, last night was so hot, I keep thinking about your hot body or something. Mm-hmm. And then what would you want back from that?
If he said, if I typed,
he started,
last night
let's
was
just
so
say
good,
he started, last night was so hot. Because she says he's stuck.
Guys wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they would. Dude.
No way.
I do say we that.
You do?
Please just tell Madison.
Aren't you afraid that like somebody would screenshot that and be like tweet it out like,
everybody show somebody how sexy of a writer I am.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. That would help you get you know.
That's why you would never. I would never send an unsolicited creepy sex to somebody.
Yeah.
I always would make sure that it's somebody that wants to get it.
Yeah.
And
so what would you tell? Like so you know, what, yeah. Because Madison, I think that women we like to be complimented.
Mm-hmm.
We just do. There's no woman on the planet who's like, oh, I hate when he tells me I look hot. And we used to joke. I wasn't really joking, but like compliment her like 10 times a day. If you're with a girl, like, you're like, you look hot. I know. But I was just to get my point across. So I think, you know, to say like, you were so hot last night thinking about you, you know, and then you could say like, oh, really? Like, what are you thinking about? You'd be like, when you were sucking my hard dick. And then she could say, that was really hot. What would you, you know, she could just get creative, Katie. Like, think of any erotica. You know what the problem is? A lot of
think about his favorite
men,
thing during sex. What right. is he like when you were actually
exactly. So, right. Think about, I was thinking, like, so when you're having sex, was he, like, really moaning when you were, you know, slapping his face or something?
Right. Does he like when your legs are straight up? Does right. he like when you're riding him? Reverse cowgirl? You know, just, like,
talk about exactly. Tap into how, explain your last sex session or your most memorable sex session to him verbatim in text, and like talk about what you want to do and right.
Yeah, I mean, asking questions is a way to keep it going without necessarily.
She'd be like, yeah, and if he says, "I want to take your clothes off," she'd be like, "Well, what do you want to do next?" And then right. what? And then what? And yeah. then what? And then that could get her going.
Right.
And then you'll already be going, Katie, and then you'll know what to say.
Yeah, it's like dancing where you're letting it's him take like the dancing. Lead, and then you just. Follow in step, and then you can take the lead.
But do you
bit.
Wish that yeah. women took the lead more, like initiating sex? What do you guys think about that, or do you think they do?
In my experience, I'm not very good at it. That's something I struggle with.
A lot of guys do.
So,
would you say you struggle with doubt?
Doubt, fear, anxiety.
Yeah.
Side effects, man.
I'm fearful and anxious all the time.
Yeah.
Me too. I get it.
I don't know. I think it seems to happen. A good enough amount for me, right. but I'm not like wishing it was happening more.
It all right. depends on the lady. There are ladies out there that could do that to text me right now and I'd be like, oh, this is great. And then there are ones that are like, I feel bad about this. So right. it sort of depends on the relationship you guys are already having. Okay. But if she's dating this guy, then it sounds like it's going well.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Menace, any? Nothing. Okay.
No, I was just saying earlier, though, I wish they would initiate more.
Well, I feel like I hear that the one of the top complaints I get asked from men is like, why won't she initiate sex? Like, why won't my partner or anyone I'm with initiate it? Yeah. They'll give you the blowjob on the second date. Mm-hmm. But once you're in a relationship, apparently women don't. I know they don't initiate sex
enough. I think
maybe
guys just have to. I feel like women are so giving when we say we want something. So you say, you just have to. Guy almost just needs to have that first conversation.
Right.
But is it worth it? When you ask for it and you get it, is it worth
yes.
it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Always.
Guys want to please you. And this is the thing. Guys want to please you. Guys do. You do. You want to know. If she would be like, here's my vagina. Because men always says the vagina is like the Rubik's Cube of life, which it kind of is. And wouldn't you be psyched if she was like, I want you to do this, yeah. this, or that? You'd
Give
be like, great.
Code.
Got the roadmap. Yeah. Awesome. You're pleased. I'm pleased. Let's, you know, watch TV.
You know those YouTube tutorials we took to solve the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. Yeah.
That same guy should tell me how to fuck.
Right.
Well, it's yes. for everybody.
Totally.
U-R-U-L-U-L.
I think it's like an intimidating conversation to say to somebody, like, what gets you off? So there's like subtle ways that you can do that.
Exactly.
Like just leading people by moaning, by saying yes more of
the Yeah, exactly. Just talk about it. And a couple people don't talk about sex enough because they think that women and men believe that they're typically women because guys are a little bit simpler in the bedroom, technically. Women assume that men just know, like you guys were like, you know, someone gave you like a manual or something, or you like saw a YouTube video, he didn't know exactly what to do, but they don't. And every woman's different. So even if you were a master with your ex, you're not going to know with this guy, so woman. Right. So it's confusing. So I think that the more that women speak up in the bedroom is important, because why are you just sitting there suffering if you know that you want a finger in your butt or something, for example.
Yeah, I try that on literally everybody I sleep with.
I'm sure you do. But do you? Is it a test? I have a guy friend who does that. He's like, it's a test if she's kinky or not. Like, yeah. Do you?
I try it on everybody.
You stick a finger in a butt of every girl?
Yes.
And then, so how have the results been?
Some people just pull it away and some people are into it.
Right.
And I've never had somebody be like, stop it. How dare you?
Never?
No, they just, no. I mean, it's not like I go all
it's
in. Right away.
It's an interesting
like
tactic.
Inch yeah. closer.
You just like rub it a little. Like you're not like,
yeah. I rub it. And I usually am not even so, so like clearly trying to do it that they have to grab my hand. But like if they just change their body so I'm not close to it, right. then I get that sense. But I also just wanted to say positive reinforcement in terms over negative reinforcement, right? So like, This guy might say to his girlfriend, I love when you initiate sexting. Or like, I love when you touch me like this. Not, hey, you've been doing this and it's bad.
Exactly. You're so absolutely right. You know, you do not want to start in with the what you're doing wrong and
right,
what you're doing this.
Defensive.
So I always say, yeah, when you want to have the sex talk in relationships, which a lot of people have a hard time doing. I myself struggle with it too, which is funny. If I'm dating someone, you'd think I would. I mean, I'm hard on myself. But. Right. When I was learning, and I still struggle, it's hard just to the first conversation. You're like, okay, so sex. I mean, because you don't want to do it in bed, unless it's like a move to the left, ouch, you're hurting me, like you're on my like knee, my boob or something.
Definitely, but speak up.
It's you do want to be like, you know, like I, because I get a lot of emails from listeners who are like, well, I want to try, I have a threesome with my partner, or I want to try toys. What do I do? And so I think it's just great to be like, you know, our sex is so awesome. It was so great last night. That was so fun. You know, it would be, I think we'd have so much fun together if we started to talk dirty, or I'm going to dress up as a schoolgirl. Wouldn't that be fun?
Right.
Whatever. And then you just like compliment them. It's great. And then here's where we should do this.
If a vagina is a Rubik's cube, what is a penis? Can I recommend the ball on a paddle thing?
Like a ball. Yes. Oh, the game. The game?
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Like a Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
Just like you instantly get it.
Yeah.
A penis is it's a ruler.
Yeah.
So you're using it already.
Okay. Yep.
What's the thing that you bang on and something squirts out of it?
That is the penis. Yeah. We're talking about a metaphor for that.
Isn't there like a toy that and you squeeze?
A whoopee cushion?
Something, but then it has to ejaculate. The penis is a simple little
it's a harmonica.
Yeah, it's easy.
So easy. Okay.
Silly putty.
One more question.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jason. I'm 27. I love the show and learn so much from your talks. I have three questions.
Oh, you That's said a lot one.
Of yeah. What
Dude,
the hell?
Okay, we might only have time for one. But first, I want to have sex with my ex-girlfriend's former roommate. I believe I can make it happen. My question is, why am I turned on by having sex with people that I'm not supposed to for various reasons? What has your experience been in this realm? Second, dirty talk. I want to talk dirty to my partners, but I'm never quite sure what to say, and I don't want to see something like, I think it's too dirty, but it's just degrading that I wouldn't normally say outside the bedroom. Lastly, interracial dating. I'm a black man who has dated mostly white women. Coast is more open to interracial dating than West Coast or East Coast. Thanks, Jason. Okay. Jason, that's like a whole friggin' show there, okay? Which one is the most interesting to us all that we can answer? Ex-girlfriends, former roommate?
West Coast.
The West Coast is probably more open to interracial dating.
We can answer that quickly.
Yes. But what about your ex-girlfriend's former? Like, do you guys do that? Bros for hoes, or what's the deal? Or what did chicks say? Chicks for dicks?
Well, that's just he wants the forbidden romance. That has nothing to do with it.
He can't get over. He wants girls.
Yeah.
Because he wants that thrill of doing something different, naughty, the chase. And the forbidden.
I've been him many times, and I think that like you just have to weigh the pros and the cons. Like if it will
he makes an Excel spreadsheet of the pros and cons.
Yeah,
but except the only pro is sex, and there's never a con.
Right. Well, no. Sometimes you're just like
I can't quite come up with one. But my penis is going to be in her vagina in 10 minutes.
It's going to hurt somebody, and like, is that okay or is it not okay?
Right.
There's plenty of people who are like, oh, this would hurt her feelings, but I don't care that much.
Right.
And that's okay, and you can have sex because you're both single and. It doesn't sound like too intense of a relationship.
Yeah,
my ex-girlfriend's former roommate.
Yeah, like it's not even like they're still roommates,
tame forbidden fruit. It's not like it's like my still
ex-girlfriend
going out.
Or it's my current girlfriend's sister. Then you're like, yeah, I shouldn't do that.
But then he said, I'm turned on. Yeah, like you said, the bigger issue, having sex with people that I'm not supposed to for like married women. Who knows what road he's gone down.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's really common because it's commitment. Sometimes people think, well, this isn't going to work anyway. It's a little crazy and I don't really have to get intimate with this person and care. So I'm going to go after, like, the unknown, the unattainable, or the dangerous. Mm-hmm. That could be a reason.
Well, what's the psychological reasoning behind stuff? Like, even as far back as, like, the Bible, the forbiddenness of stuff is, like, so tempting.
They literally call it the forbidden fruit.
The forbidden fruit, exactly. Because any time, you know, it's also primal. Like, I just think that we've always been told that sex is wrong and shameful and in so many ways, which is... The biggest issues people struggle with sexually is that they do have shame around it, whatever reason. Like either they didn't perform or it goes back. I looked at you because you said it.
Even God,
Jake, I didn't mean that you.
Even God, who wrote the Bible, thought forbidden fruit was hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've messed
it
up.
Fucking God.
We've totally messed
it
up. Right, God knows. And so I just think that we've always made it seem like it's the thing that, but that's what makes it exciting, that we're not supposed to do it. There's shame, religion, all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all good. People should just, you know, take a bite of the apple. All right. Okay, and then dirty talk. We kind of covered this one.
Yeah.
Menace and I once talked dirty on the show. And you said I would.
But that was for television.
Which episode was that? I want to make sure to never listen to it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
We had a phone sex. We were on a reality show.
It's tough, though, because this guy sounds like he wants to say things that are, like, a little degrading.
To me?
Like, no,
in general.
He always does. Like, there's porn where people get off to being like,
yeah.
I love fucking
totally.
Shaming.
You
yeah,
dirty
yeah.
whore.
Just read,
and women
just
like
read
that,
Craigslist.
And some women like that, too. Oh, yeah.
But then, like, if I was fucking somebody... And they like said out of the blue, like, oh, they were like doing dick shaming porn to me or something. Like, oh yeah, you have a tiny little dick. I would really hate that.
But you would hate that, but there's some men that are into that. Exactly. Right.
There's some men that dress like babies and they want to be
exactly.
babies.
They want you to pee on them. It's like all dominant, right, submissive, the whole thing. Absolutely.
And if it's like that, you almost have to bring it up beforehand.
Yeah, don't start. Okay, here's the thing with dirty talk. Here's the number one rule with dirty talk. Do not start out really aggressive and intense if you've never been with this person or it's a new relationship. You got to build it. You got to like, babe, that's so hot. That you feel so good. Your ass feels
dirty?
Good in my hands.
Is that, or is dirty always
building
negative?
Off.
But
dirty isn't always negative, but it's not like your vagina is super, well, I don't think you use other words.
You don't
want
to be like scientific.
And you want to be descriptive and you want to just kind of build it, but you don't want to go in like, I want, you know, you're my bitch, you're my...
Right. And I'm positive. I'm like, because all my dirty talk is positive.
All right.
What? Like what?
You're so tight. I love fucking you. You feel good.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's very, it's
oh, that's
positive.
That's good. That's sweet too. See, that's...
No shaming.
Right, no shaming.
But does you feel good dirty talk?
Yeah. I mean, it's talking. Here's the thing. Our brains are like the largest sex organ. Women get turned on, which is why we like funny guys and personalities and things. Guys are like, she's really funny, but she's not cute. I don't care. If you talk to us in a way that's engaging, entertaining, you know, hence like text Jake or whatever. I'm sorry, I fucked that up.
No, that's right.
That
Jake.
Is right.
Like, that's the words turn us on. Like, they really do. And so if you could email, text, say these words to a woman. So I think positive reinforcement is great. Just we like to hear the words. Because even during sex, that's foreplay for us. That's right. Hot. So that's what I recommend.
What do you do if your inclination, though, is to shame people, if you think that's hot? Which
well,
is
then
fine,
you got to build up to it. It's totally fine.
Dude, we had
to find somebody.
You have to build up
to
it, though, right? But you can't be like you're a study whore bitch and you fucked your cousin or something.
She had this chick on the show like years ago who was like hired to shame business guys.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, and she would like show up to these guys' house and like pee in their mouth and like do all this crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's
where
whatever
is
you're into.
Yeah, so
right.
Hot.
Do you want me to give you an...
What does she do now?
She's dominatrix. Yeah. I think she's still a dominatrix. She was in my sex school with me. But I think it's just... There is something for everybody, and you never... And this is actually a rule of thumb for sex across the board. No matter what you want to do, you want to stick your finger in places, you know, you don't know if she's into it or he's into it.
Rule of thumb.
Slow. Get it? Nice. Just slowly escalate everything. So dirty talk can just start with describing like you feel so good. That's the great way to start. Like you feel so hot, like your body, or, you know, whatever. Right.
And then
see if she responds.
You like getting fucked, don't you?
Right, exactly.
That implies that she's a whore, right?
She's like, oh yeah, she's a.
And if she's like silent, you gotta read the energy.
Right.
So I think that's just slowly build up and be descriptive, not too descriptive right away. Okay, that's what we have time for. What else, you guys? Tell me what's going on, like where we can find you, and like what, and like. What else is going on?
What's our address? 510.
You guys are having a dirty talk party.
Amir's social security number is 368.
Hey, hey, hey.
JakeandAmir.com.
That's right, JakeandAmir.com. And ifiwereyoushow.com.
Ifiwereyoushow.com.
Yeah, and what's your email?
Twitter.
JakeDeMan84
at Yahoo.com.
@JakeandAmir. You guys are roommates and you share a Twitter account?
Actually, I just don't use Twitter. It's
that's
oh,
my
you
Twitter.
Do the tweets.
It's for both of us.
Do you we should follow each other and start tweeting.
Okay.
I think I already follow you, but what else?
What's
it's cool
your...
if you don't follow me. I'm at Sex with Emily.
Okay.
Sex with Emily on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Menace.
Cool.
Just Menace. M-E-N-A-C-E.
He owns the Menace. He's like Madonna.
What? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On all social media?
Yeah, it's the benefit of living in San Francisco.
Menace.
Very early adopter.
That's
you
awesome.
Just call and say, hey, I want this username.
Wow.
Damn.
That's... Dude, he knows people in places that do shit. That's amazing. And then textjake.com. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Menace. Always good to see you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. If you know this, but the Sexual Health Expo is right around the corner, and this time it's taking place in one of my favorite spots on earth, New York. I'm so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly, it's the only one. The Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th, and for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor The Pleasure Chest has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, The Rabbit Company, Ovo Lifestyle Toys, Bocce Lingerie, The Body Wand, and Narrows, B-Vibe, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, High Pleasures, Sibian, Sir Richard's Condoms, Tenga, Unbound Box, UV. Oh, and they just added even more sponsors. Blue Dreams, Bedroom Candy Boutique, Sola, Chakrub, Cinekink, Core, Cautionware, Dame Products, Enlightened, Extend Fertility, Getting in the Mood, G-Spot Zone, Indulgence Boutique, I Know My Status, Joybox, Nast Toys, Notorious Pink, Next Gen Health Solutions, Pure Romance, Satisfier, Sexpertise, Subsensuals, The Center for Sexual Pleasures, Shamanajan Psychotherapy, and Vibrators.com. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. To reserve your free tickets, visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. See you there. For more than 30 years, Vibrotex has understood that giving women options means more than offering a variety of colors. They know what feels good to you might not be what feels good to someone else. Exploring your own self-pleasure is not only fun, but it's an important part of learning what works for you. To help women explore, Vibrotex was among the first to introduce toys that rotate and twist to stimulate all your sensitive areas. A favorite of mine is the Sugar Pop. Doesn't that just sound fun? Sugar Pop. What makes Sugar Pop from Vibrotex so unique is its belly dancer-like motion that twirls the shaft around, hitting you in all the right spots. Makes it even more irresistible is the uniquely shaped external vibrator. The Sugar Pop features 4 intensity levels, 5 vibrations, and 5 rotation patterns, creating an amazing range of customizable sensations. It's splash-proof and, of course, made of Vibrotex's supple and 100% body-safe elastomer. If you're ready for one of the most unique experiences you can have with a vibe, I suggest you give the Sugar Pop a twirl. Get it? Because it twirls? The Sugar Pop is just one of more than 50 unique Vibrotex products available for your own experimentation. Visit Vibrotex.com to see the full selection or to learn more about the Sugar Pop. Thanks for listening.